Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday, and for some people, it's going to feel like Friday because some people get tomorrow off, and some people do not. Now, it's going to be a stunning day today. 28 degrees, sunny, gorgeous, beautiful. Tomorrow morning, thunderstorms.
Yay.
Because it's the long weekend.
Great. Here we go.
But the rest of the weekend looks all right, man. Like, we had Saturday 26, Sunday 25. We're okay.
Yeah.
And then if you're celebrating the 4th of July... Our Buffalo listeners.
That's right.
28 degrees on Monday.
Hello.
But that's just in Toronto. Buffalo's probably getting snow. It's usually how it goes. TJ, what's on your mind this morning?
If it rains all day tomorrow, does that mean we're not going to get fireworks? Because as the owner of a dog, or in my case, a stepdog, that would be really great. Because I hate fireworks now.
People are really intense about their fireworks. And I feel like they set them off all temperatures,
yeah.
all water levels, everything.
It won't matter.
They're so dumb. It's like, oh, it goes bang. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty beautiful.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Silly.
I love fireworks.
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, I am escaping the fireworks because I'm heading to Atlanta this
yeah.
afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
But my question is, will I make it out of Pearson parking lot?
Oh,
we
gosh.
Shall see.
Yeah.
So, Doc Wood, fingers crossed.
Producer
Happy
Leah,
long weekend.
What's up with you?
Well, typically, when it comes to a long weekend, I have all these crazy plans for the night before. But I'm really excited to just sleep tonight early and sleep in tomorrow morning.
That's
so
honest. I respect that.
Be
Thank
happy
you.
For me yeah. is what I'm trying to say.
That's great.
Thank
no,
you.
It's good. It's good. Listen, we're going to have a fun show today. And hopefully for you, it is, like I said, a long weekend.
Yeah.
Get that long weekend feeling out there.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're excited about Calvin Harris's new album. Mostly because, you know, when you hear the first song off of it, it features Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, Young Thug. You guys played this before, right?
Yeah.
So this is called Potion, but we now have like the full list of features and who's going to be on this, okay? So I'm going to run it by you. 21 Savage... Charlie Puth, Halsey, Justin Timberlake, Lil Durk,
oh my
Pharrell,
God.
Pusher T,
oh my God.
Snoop Dogg, Lotto. What a great...
It's sexy.
Oof.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys played this while I was away a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Or a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
man,
yeah.
I don't know why we're not playing this yet more. Such a great song. And the last Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1 was so good. It just takes forever for him to
That's
put out an album.
A sequel.
Like, I respect him because he's just chilling. He's very, very quiet. He has a estate in Scotland, and he just chills and then puts out banger albums every couple years and doesn't cause a ruffle, you know?
When you hear this song, though, does this scream Scotland to you?
No.
Oh, absolutely it does. Can you picture those rolling hills?
Like an L.A. club.
Yeah, it does. It feels like a...
11 p.m.
Yeah, like you're in like a lounge or something, and it's very hot, and there's palm trees outside.
Vice City.
Or you're sitting on a beach. In the city, and there's like a little bit of trash everywhere because it's a Toronto beach, and there's like that kind of weird smell, and you're not confident if you can go swimming because it's like Ontario, you're never too sure.
Let's go back to the LA beach. That's
hotter.
That's hotter.
Somebody has this playing on their Beats speaker, like a couple spots over.
I think this is gonna be a big album. Like I just judging from this song,
yeah,
it's be huge. So, the one thing I want to ask, though, so first off, it's coming out August 5th. Does Calvin Harris tour anymore?
Yeah, I would
Does
assume
he?
So, yeah.
Did he tour the last time?
I think he toured in 2018,
okay.
2019.
All right, because that's the next thing I want to see.
He also does residencies, I do believe, because he had like an Ibiza residency for a little bit.
Still
yeah,
there.
Is he still there? Yeah.
Yeah, through July, he's in Ibiza.
Yeah,
Ibiza. Okay. So I have to go to Ibiza to see him.
Because
I thought, of all the concert, like all the artists I've been fortunate enough to see in my life, that's somebody I've never seen, never even.
Elusive.
Like I don't even elusive for sure.
Yeah.
And there's some artists that are like, I don't like to tour. Yeah. I wonder if
you come to me.
Between this and Drake and Beyonce, the artist figured it out. We needed a fun summer.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to listen to this shirt to this song and wear a sleeveless shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too. It just would be a very bad idea.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So I got an email from Air Canada I have flights going out. I think we're leaving in probably 6-7 weeks to go to Mexico. And my hope and prayer throughout this whole thing is that this mess at Pearson gets sorted out before that. But I don't think it will.
No, it's been going on for 2-3 months now. I don't think it's ending anytime soon.
So, so this I don't know if you, I guess if you have an Air Canada flight booked in the next few months, you're going to get this email. And it is from the CEO, and it is 10 paragraphs long. Okay. 10 paragraphs long.
I'm sure it's only good vibes, too.
So here's what they said. The surge in travel has created unprecedented and unforeseen strains on all aspects of global aviation. Around the world, there are recurring incidents of flight delays, airport congestion resulting from a complex array of persistent factors impacting airlines and our partners in the aviation ecosystem. And they're basically comparing it to that there's other supply chain issues too, and there are.
Yeah.
And I can see what they're saying, because what they're saying basically in this note is, listen, we had to lay off a bunch of people because we weren't allowed to fly anybody anywhere.
Yep.
And then we had to try to bring them all back. And now we're seeing the amount of people trying to jump on a flight more than what it would have been at its peak in like 2019 or 2018. Right. Yep. So it's come back with like a higher surge. So in response to this, they said, to bring about a level of operational stability, with reluctance, we are now making meaningful reductions to our schedule in July and August in order to reduce passenger volumes and flows to a level we believe that the air transport system can accommodate. That means that flights are just going to be canceled.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah.
And then you're just not going to be able to go. Now, it doesn't mean every flight.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean every airline. This is just Air Canada. But they are they're basically saying, listen, we can't accommodate the flights. We don't have the staff.
Like, at least they're being realistic about it. And here's the thing. I was talking to a friend who actually works. She's an airline attendant. And she was saying, like, the amount of people that want to go back at the rate in which people want to go travel in, like, it's not matching them trying to get the staffing back. Because they laid off all these people. And the process of getting the staff back, it takes longer than it takes for people to book a flight. So they're not matching up. People are like, well, they just need more staff. It's not that easy. And
you
a lot of people,
them, right?
What's that? You got to train them. And also, a lot of these people who worked in the airline industry that were laid off during the pandemic, it's not like they can come back because they've moved on. They had to make money. So they've got other jobs now. So they can't come back just like that.
But the
right?
One part of that, though, is like you knew that things were going to start opening up. So you could have started the process of training a lot earlier.
Right. But COVID protocols, like I can kind of see how it, yeah, like it wasn't easy to train when you didn't know if you were going to be able to train. So it's kind of like there's damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
What are they calling it now too? The great resignation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What they're finding is that there are, it's something like 47% more jobs with 44% less applicants per job.
Yeah.
And it's because people are just going, I don't like this job. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, you're right. I think maybe you could have foreseen this, but you have to remember that it's June 30th now. On January 30th, we were still in the middle of Omicron, and we were still in, like, a light lockdown, right?
You need a proof of vax to get in and out of the country still.
100%. Like, Jax, when did you go away to Costa Rica?
I was in Costa Rica in February, and I was randomly tested still at the airport, so I had to quarantine to come back, even though I was negative.
They were still doing all that, right? Yeah. So I think it's difficult to lay it at their feet and say, oh, you should have known, because, again, it's like, well, we really didn't.
Yeah.
We really didn't know.
No, but you knew at some point things were going to start to open up. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's like they're kind of just being like, oh, yeah, well, there's no way we could have foreseen this. Yeah, you could have. Like, we weren't going to stay in those protocols forever.
Yeah, okay. But it's then you got to have the government kind of say, all right, we're ready to open back up. Because they didn't stop testing people randomly until, what, March?
Until March. And that was kind of a sudden decision, too.
Yeah, it's
hard.
It's messy.
Yeah.
It's hard. But anyway, what I wanted to do was I want to bring this to your attention. Because if you got a vacation planned, you may need to rebook your flight. You'll get a note about it, obviously,
Be flexible.
But like we're watching too to see, like, because they didn't give a timeline of when they're going to reduce these flights or how they're going to cancel whatever. So I think they put the note out first, and then I think over the next couple of weeks you'll find out, and then you'll have to make adjustments there.
This is why I only plan my vacations traveling by blimp. It's far more reliable.
Not much training involved in that.
Nah, you just put the helium in and you go.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Jax was the host of a big show last night, the NTFTs.
Yes.
Now explain what that is.
Okay, so NTFT, No Time for That Canada, is this wonderful initiative. They are an organization, a charity that travels across the country to different schools, talking to youth about bullying, 2S LGBTQ plus awareness, and just being yourself when you're a student. And they're just absolutely wonderful. So they go from different classes to different classes all around the country, over 560 keynote speaking sessions they've done with amazing students. So last night was the awards. So a couple of tremendous schools around the country were awarded for all their hard work around bullying, anti-bullying this year.
Wow. Awesome.
A lot of
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah. And so you had to host. So did you like do any prep or like did you run any jokes? What did you do?
I did. Okay. So I did. I always over prep, but then I got to cool it because I got to get, you know, I got to be chill. I can't be that scripted mummy on stage.
100%.
Want to be loosey goosey. This was also my first time doing a in-person event, hosting an in-person event in 2.5 years.
Oh.
Which was. And
a little nerve-wracking.
A little nerve-wracking, but it was such like a wonderful, warm crowd. Yeah. Like everybody looked so good. So I kept on. I just kept on hitting on people when I was introducing them. I was like, all right, and this baby. Yeah, everybody
what?
Looked like really fancy. Yeah, it was nice. And the crowd loved it.
Hit on people that you're introducing.
No, they loved it. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was my bit. That was my bit. So all the men looked very handsome. So I was just kind of introducing them by their suits. But everybody was very happy. Yeah, it was a really nice time.
Okay, well, that's amazing. I'm happy it went well.
It was really sweet.
I just
really sweet
I imagine that feeling of getting up in front of a crowd again, and I imagine that
it was
pretty nerve-wracking.
But honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better crowd last night. Like everyone was silly and like cheering and give me the woos, even when you know there's some dead air and stuff.
Is there a place? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Teach.
Who were you wearing?
Sorry?
Who were you wearing?
Oh, I was wearing a River Island suit from the UK.
Oh, never heard of River Island.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's a good suit company.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Learning something. Yeah. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
BTS's agency, Big Hit Entertainment, is holding auditions in Toronto this weekend to find the next big superstar.
Oh.
They're looking for talent in 7 cities all over the world. And here's the criteria they're looking for. Males from around the world, born in 2002 or later. So unfortunately, Adam, we missed our opportunity.
We did, but you know what? That's okay. It means somebody else is going to take up that mantle.
Good.
I'm excited.
They're saying hopeful applicants can apply for 3 main categories that include vocal/rap, dance, and producing. Well, that's interesting if you want to be as big as BTS. Ontario is now doubling how much your landlord can raise your rent because we live in an unrelenting hellscape. In case you don't know, there is a cap on how much landlords can raise your rent. It was 1.2%, and there was even a freeze on that during the pandemic, but the government's saying that to keep up with inflation, they're raising it to 2.5% and saying that it could have been 5.3%. So you're welcome. Just to put that in perspective, Zumper says that the average cost of a one-bedroom apartment in Toronto is $2,100 a month, which if you raise by 2.5%, now becomes $2,152.50 a month. Oh, and Toronto was just ranked the most expensive city in the country. So
that's not surprising.
Yeah, there you go. Excuse me. What's open and closed this long weekend? Well, all TTC routes are going to operate on Sunday service schedules starting around 6 a.m. Also, some grocery stores are actually going to be open, so likely on reduced hours. Just check your neighborhood. And all LCBO locations will be closed on Friday, but a few beer store locations will be open. And, of course, government offices are going to be closed, so sorry, no passports. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so you become 35, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I need to be better than my friends. And there's one Toronto event that can make you that way. And producer Lee is going to it because she wants to be better than her friends.
Well.
So what is it?
I don't know if I want to be better. I just want to appear as a sophisticated woman.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, because I'm not the most mature person. I, you know, I live with my brother. I eat takeout. My mom calls in sick for me sometimes still. So
Leah.
I'm not the most, you know that to be true. So I am just not the most mature person. And I'm 35 now, so I think I should embrace a lifestyle of a 35-year-old.
And what's this event? What's the first step on the way to maturity?
Well, I was in Yorkville on Monday, and I overheard some nice mature ladies talking about Jazz Fest.
Okay.
And specifically of an artist by the name of Gregory Porter.
Yes.
Who will be, you know of him, of course.
I do.
Yes, because Adam's a mature man. So I want to go to that event tonight, and I just want to see if I can get into it. I just want to see if I can get into it, okay?
Oh,
because I think that would make me seem a little bit more mature than I am right now. I need to do something, Jax.
Okay, so you feel like because your mom's been calling in sick for you.
That only happens.
That the only way to mature is by going to a jazz show.
I think it will help.
Here's my thing, though, because I am very, very pro trying new things.
Thank you.
Expanding your horizons.
Yep.
You know, testing out the waters.
Yeah.
But I like to do it for an actual experiential reason, not forcing myself to do it. So I want to make sure that you are doing this because you want to do it and not because you think you have to do it.
I want to do it, but not for the motives that you think I would want to do it for.
Okay.
Okay? But I still want to do it. And okay. So I would like to do it, and I think I'm going to go to see Gregory Porter tonight.
Why do you
almost forgot his last name.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Greg. You guys know Greg. Why do you feel the need to act 35 all of a sudden?
Because I think it's a pivotal age, and I think it's an age that...
Are you making this up?
No. I've always thought this. I thought to myself, at 35, I want to, you know, be like a more mature Leah.
Okay.
I have a friend who...
I respect it. I have a friend who
unironically likes jazz. And I have several friends that do. One of them lives in Calgary. Jax knows him. His name is Zach. And Zach is a high-ranking executive in radio.
Wow.
He loves things like that. He liked, like, Anderson .Paak before Anderson .Paak was,
I only joined the new crew.
Yeah. He's got great taste in music, and he's a refined
wonderful
guy. But he... like, is that, yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean when you say, like, yeah, somebody who likes jazz is jazz?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I've got a friend who I was in a band with when I was in high school, and he still plays guitar, and he was like, okay, man, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take guitar lessons, but I'm going to relearn it, and I'm going to learn sheet music because I want to play in a jazz band. And he was done with that-ish in a month. Because he was like, that is, because he's not that. He still wears his AC/DC shirts.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, like, I think if you're going to get into this, Leah, you got to, like, live the culture. So are you going to start coming in with, like, woolly turtlenecks?
Ooh, yeah.
And
walk around with novels?
And those newsboy hats and that sort of. A beret could work?
I have a beret.
Is that how that's going to work?
Yeah, I could come in on Monday with that.
Leah, no, just enjoy the music, test it out, and just, okay, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, that's okay, too. You're still wonderful and 35.
Leah, if you like jazz music, you have to talk very softly.
Okay, like this.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that works.
I think I could.
Don't
do that.
Listen to them.
Can't like songs like this either.
No.
By the way, do you think?
But I love this.
Do you think this is gonna work for Leah? Texas 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, TJ has a question, and he wants to know whether or not he should be cheap. Okay, so this is gonna be literally up to you, and I just want to make sure that that you know that TJ is basing everything on what you have to say to him here.
Absolutely.
So shame him publicly.
Yeah.
What is it that's going on here? Because you got birthday number 30 coming up.
Yeah. 30th birthday is coming up, which is obviously a milestone. And I was sitting and thinking that I feel like because it's a milestone birthday, I could buy myself a gift.
Mm.
And I've had my eye on something that's rather expensive for a while. And I'm not somebody that I can just go out and flippantly spend money. Especially given the fact I just got engaged and I have a wedding coming up that I probably need to save money for.
Right.
But I've had my eyes on this expensive guitar for a long time.
Yeah.
I play music. Yeah. I love guitar. Yeah. It's one of my biggest passions in life. But I haven't been able to justify spending the money on it. But I'm like, you know what? Maybe 30 is the one I could do. Mm. So what I need is for you guys to green light this for me. Because Val has, in her defense, she's been like, yeah, like, if it's going to make you happy, do it. Like, you know, it's just money and
so
you're paying 30.
She doesn't have an issue with it?
She doesn't. But I feel guilty about it because, number one, like, I feel guilty spending a large sum of money on myself. Mm-hmm. And two, like, especially with, like the wedding is coming up, jokes aside, like, I got to save money for that.
Now, TJ is afraid to talk about the amount of money.
Yes.
Now, you can spend 15, 20 grand on a guitar.
Yeah.
Not that much.
Not even a percentage of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not talking.
How much is the guitar?
It's over $1,000, but under $2,000.
Okay.
It's $1,500.
Okay, okay.
And I'm and that's a lot of money.
That ain't cheap.
Yeah, that isn't.
But you turn 30 once.
That was kind of my thought process.
Yeah.
But I also, like, I've wanted this thing for a long, long time, but how my brain works is I'll get really obsessive about something, and then I'll forget about it for a few months, and then I'll come back to
it. Like the piano you bought last year?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm a piano content creator now.
It would have been great. I would have loved that. I wanted that for you.
It's just a slow process.
Yeah, piano's really hard.
So hard.
So go ahead, Jax. What do you want to say?
I think that you should 100% get it. I think that you deserve it. I think that you're really passionate about music. I think that it's been a hard couple of years and that you deserve something that makes you feel good, man.
And like, even if it hadn't, you're turning 30.
Yeah, it's, but whatever.
What I will say, and, but Jack, you make a good point. The pandemic also makes it a lot easier to justify things.
Yeah.
Now,
Chief Adam, here we go.
What I'm hoping to try to do here is I want to know how people spent, like what you got for your 30th for yourself. So if you've got, if you can remember 30th or 40th or even 20th or whatever it is you had, 999999 to text.
Yeah.
Tell us what you did to spoil yourself or, you know, people spoiling you, whatever. And I want to know whether or not it's worth it for TJ to do it.
Yeah.
Based on your story. Okay, I bought myself this crazy thing and you either extremely super regret it or you extremely super do not regret it.
Yeah.
And we want to know why. Now, I if it was a wedding thing, Jax, I would be super cheap about this.
Yeah.
But I feel like TJ is within the realm of this isn't such a bad idea.
No.
Like, it could be Visa's problem, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
My good friend Visa.
Yeah.
It's their problem. 999999 to text. Let's find out what you have to say. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, it's hard to know in life when to spoil yourself, especially when inflation is spinning out of control, rents are higher than ever. It's one of those things where you're like, there's a lot of reasons to feel guilty. And then on top of that, TJ, who is turning 30 next week, who wants to spoil himself with a guitar that he has wanted forever. He's getting married next year too, right? So it's sort of like, you know, you're supposed to be saving money for that and it kind of dominates your life.
What is this?
That's Wayne's World.
Yeah.
With the guitar that he
I'm
wants
Wayne.
To buy.
I don't know what deep cut Wayne's World
that's
reference.
That's not deep. That's the whole
not
movie.
Deep cut.
Oh, God, I don't know.
He
Wayne's
wants to
World.
Buy the guitar
I
the whole
know
movie.
I Wayne's World. I don't know, but Jax. I think you should get the guitar. I think that Wayne is right.
Adam mentioned something off the top that I forgot about, and it was inflation. And now I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This How guitar. I honestly don't know if I can do this.
It will cost 7% to 9% more next year. So you may as well just
stop
put,
it. Yeah, no. Like no, like frig it.
Now, Jax, did you compile to text or should I?
You know what? I got some text.
Oh, you got
guys.
Some. Oh, okay, got some textual here messages.
She,
let's do
here
it.
She is. All right, 647. I spent $150 on sushi just for myself on Sushi Kaji on Lakeshore West for my 30th.
Oh, yeah.
10 out of 10 worth it. Do it, TJ.
Good
Everybody's
for you.
Saying do it.
$150 on sushi. Did you have a nap after?
Yummy.
Oh, I would have needed one.
Text from Newmarket here. I travel every year for my birthday. I went to England and France for my 30th. Like, that's what you should be doing is, like, treating yourself.
Can I tell you what my goal is?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I have no idea how much this would cost. When I turn 40, which is 6 years from now, because I'm getting old.
Damn.
I want to go to the Formula One race in Monaco.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
It
Can you wear an ascot?
Cool. I plan to. Now, am I going to stay at the cheapest Airbnb in Monaco? You bet.
You, like, don't sleep anywhere. You just stand.
No. It's $80 jillion to do anything there. But that's my goal. I'm saving up for it already.
Good for you.
So,
good for you.
I'm just saying.
See,
you know,
and that's where I think what people are forgetting is sometimes when you see these milestones coming, you think, you know what, my 30th is coming up, my 40th is coming up, I'm going to save now so that when it comes, I can justify doing it. I woke up on Monday and was like, oh, my 30th birthday is this week. I should go spend $1,500 that I don't have.
Okay. Jax, tell him some more texts.
Okay, TJ, get the guitar. I got myself a cute little tattoo for my 25th that I absolutely still love. Get that guitar, TJ. Another one here from the 647. On my 50th, I took me and my daughter to London, England, it was the best birthday ever. Totally worth it. On my 30th, I rented an art gallery in Kensington.
Oh, that was so good.
I had a dance party.
What?
It was the best. It was so fun.
And it was like it was a little pricier than I wanted, but I wanted a place where I could dance with all my friends. Adam Wilde drank way too much, and I've never seen your hips move like that. It's worth it, though. Like, these are the memories that you want, and, like, I don't know, man, life's short. Get the guitar.
That was the In My Feelings summer with Drake.
That was a great summer.
It was the summer that song dropped. Yeah, it was beautiful. It's just right before hell. It really was.
I mean, you're not wrong. And this final text here from the 905. TJ, please spoil yourself. You deserve it.
Get the contempt.
Okay,
everybody approves.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to get it, and I'm cheap. Jax is like, you got to get it, and Jax is Jax, and everybody trusts what Jax says.
Yeah, that's true.
And your fiance is like, get the damn guitar. What do I care?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
The problem is my brain.
Yes, okay.
Because I don't want to get into the wedding planning part of it and then be like, oh, we're a little bit short. And then everybody looks at me and I'm sitting in the corner playing Wonderwall.
So here's the deal. I'm going to bring out the big guns for this one. I don't normally do this, but I have pulled this on TJ before. TJ.
Yeah.
When you're 87.
Oh, God. Here we go.
When you're 87 and you're in a hospital bed, and I hope it's a peaceful hospital bed.
No, death
comes for us all.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about your life, okay? And how it's gone. Are you going to be like, I'm sure glad I saved $1,000 not buying that guitar when I was 30? Is that how you're going to feel on your deathbed about it?
Adam, I know myself well. And I know that when I'm hopefully in my later stages and I'm laying there in the hospital, I'm not thinking about my regrets. I'm thinking about all the people who've wronged me.
You know? TJ.
And I'm having fake arguments even to the end.
Just buy the damn guitar, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everybody, let's welcome Ted to Ghosted.
Hey. Hi, Theodore.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
This is a good question. It's not the best way to start the morning, but whatever.
So, Ted, tell us why you're here.
Okay, yeah. So, around March, I met this girl named Tanya, and I like her. And I don't really say that often. I don't know. We just, we get along. And we like the same stuff, same taste of music, food, just a cool person to be around.
That doesn't sound like the reason why you're here, though.
She sounds great.
Yeah. The reason that we're here is she hasn't talked to me since Saturday. So, Saturday, we had this great day at the beach, and I planned the entire thing, and I don't know, I kind of think I should get some brownie points for that and not ghosted. But we had a bit of a, playful tiff at the beach. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, they finished their date afterwards, so maybe she's just sunburned and she's been spending the last few days rubbing aloe on her person.
Sunstroke.
It could be that. All right. So what we'll do is we'll give her a call next, Ted.
Perfect.
Okay, so if you're just catching up on Ghosted, we met Ted. Ted has been dating Tanya, the TNT. TNT Happy Factory. Or Music Factory.
That's like CNC, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Ted and Tanya.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so the T's went on a date. And they went to the beach, and Ted planned it all. And apparently, according to Ted, he got into a tiff with Tanya at the beach.
Ah, no.
And so, essentially, from there, the T's were no longer because Tanya refuses to call Ted after the tiff at the beach. Did I get that right, Ted?
Yes, you did.
Before we make the call, you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Sometimes it's a little harsh.
Yeah, no, I can take it.
Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Not everybody can take it. Let's give Tanya a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
How are ya?
Good. Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio.
Okay.
We wanted to talk to you.
Did I win something?
Well, no. No. Maybe.
No.
I guess in a manner of speaking, maybe.
No, you didn't win anything.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk to you. We wanted to talk to you about a tiff with Ted.
Oh my God, of course it's about Ted.
What happened?
I'm assuming you already know because Ted must have called you about me. But I just can't let the beach thing fly. Like, he showed me who he is. And that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm done.
Okay, now the story we have.
Yeah.
Is that he planned a whole day at the beach with you. You guys had a little playful argument in there, but usually that happens flirting or whatever.
Playful? Yeah, I wouldn't call it playful.
Okay.
What happened?
Okay, so he takes me to Cherry Beach on Saturday, his idea, and I was a little hesitant because I'm not the strongest swimmer. And I told him this, and he was like, "You're good. I've got your back." So I'm like, "Okay." We get there. It's so hot. And the water looks really nice, so I decided to get in. And then, like, 5 minutes of being in the middle of the lake, this gigantic wave appears out of nowhere. And, like, the undertow sucks me in. And I'm panicking and flailing my arms. And, like, I told him I'm not a good swimmer, right?
Oh,
okay. He's telling me he's got my back. And I'm trying to get his attention. And what do you think he does?
I don't know.
What does he do?
He sees that I'm in need, like, clearly. And then he takes his sweet time taking off his shoes, his shirt, his watch, while I'm flailing in the water, dying,
gasping for
okay? Then he comes in to get me.
And what does your hero say when he arrives?
He was like, this, you're... Year five is a tiny little wave. Like,
oh boy!
Right. Oh my God, Tanya, that's why you ghosted me. You ghosted me because a little baby wave crashed against your knees.
Ted,
yeah, Tanya, we have a local lifeguard on the line.
Guys,
hello, Ted. Really?
Yeah. No.
You took like 2 minutes to come and save me. You think your shirt and your shorts and your watch are more precious than me? That showed me so much about who you are.
You are not in any danger. I thought you were doing like a joke or a goof. That wasn't enough water to baptize somebody. Like,
I was covering our drowning. Shoulders. I was gasping for breath. I was.
How were you drowning? Were just your knees drowning?
This seems very playful.
Okay, yeah, this does. The jokesies.
You know, if I was on the beach and I saw this, I would think, wow, what a playful tip.
Yeah. No, she's being such a drama queen.
Oh, Ted. Ted. So,
a jerk. And I was dying.
That's when the battle was lost.
I trusted you with my life.
You were. First of all, I don't think that there could have been, like, a minnow that was swimming to be dangerous there for you.
Yeah. Okay.
No, let's do more metaphors. I like
she
it.
She says that she's scared of water, and I get that you didn't think it was a threat, but maybe she did. This is also, like, very early on in your date, so maybe you should have been a little bit more helpful.
Yeah. Right. So here's what I want to ask. Tanya, the whole point about this call was to see if you guys wanted to reconnect.
Well, I mean... It's starting to sound like the answer for both of us is going to be no.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you tell
her. Yeah, how about you call me Never Ted? Goodbye.
Well, I'm already deleting your number out of my phone as we speak.
Tell her.
That's great. This was mature.
Make sure to keep emergency services on
Ted,
the line.
Ted, stop it. Man, stop it. Bye-bye.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're going to play our new game. Usually it's there are 10, but, and I give you a red flag, right? And then it's like, well, what's their rating now? But I'm going to do it in reverse today, and we'll see how this works. It's a little bit harder, but they're a 2 in this case.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the green flag.
Okay.
The thing about them that, and I want to know what their rating becomes.
I like that.
Okay. All right. So to start us off, we're going to go easy. And everybody's in on this. TJ, Jax, producer Leah.
Okay.
There are 2, but they drive a Ferrari.
I hate that I have to be the one to go first, but it still doesn't change much for me.
Oh, no.
I don't care about cars.
Not a car guy.
Still a 2.
All right, Jax?
Oh, like a 9. let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Drive
me, please.
That insurance. Woo!
Listen, I'm actually just impressed with a man having a car. So I'm happy with that.
Okay.
And doesn't matter what the car is. I'm happy he has a car.
The bar is high.
All right. All right. Number 2. They are a 2 out of 10, but... They ask your friends what your favorite restaurants are just so they can take you to the right ones.
Oh, that's a 10. That's thoughtful.
Yeah?
That's really nice. Yeah. Plus, I also hate picking a restaurant, so the fact that you're like trying to figure it out takes the pressure off.
Jax?
It's like a 6. Like, it's really nice and thoughtful, but it's not going to make it that much hotter.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. I like the differences between you two here.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Leah?
I like a man who can cook.
So,
I'd rather you be able to cook. So I'm going to just give you a 5 for that one.
Okay.
All right. There are 2, but they always smell good. They always smell really good. You know, the way they describe how Rihanna smells, because Rihanna apparently always smells good.
Yeah, we've heard.
So there are 2. What does that raise their rating to?
6.5.
Okay.
Because the smell is important. Because have you guys ever dated someone that's really hot, but they smell bad?
yes,
I actually.
Have. Not ideal.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, Jax?
I'm only going to say a 4 because I was tricked once.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Once. You can still put perfume on the devil. They smelled really good, but they were still really mean.
Okay, yeah. All right. Sorry. Producer Leah? Yeah.
Are they masking something? Is there a reason for why they need to be?
It's not like guys leaving gym class in grade 10 wearing Axe body spray.
Okay. Or Tag.
No, they smell good.
No. A good smell is really important, so I would say an 8 for that.
From a 2 to an 8?
Yeah.
Leah.
Yeah.
All right.
Jumping.
All right, here's another one. Important. There are 2, but they're friends with Drake.
Hang on. How close friends are we talking?
Well, they're close enough that they can go to his house and you get an invite.
No, that's a 0.
0?
Yeah, I'm
jealous. What do you mean?
I'm jealous. I got no place for that. I know myself too well. I wouldn't be able to handle that.
All right. Jax?
A 9. I can't wait for us all to get together over the holidays. We're going to have a great time. new life.
Producer Leah.
Cares.
What?
Oh, stop. Don't act like that.
No. Finish it. No, let it finish.
If this was somebody else, perhaps. With Drake, I mean, come on.
What?
Yeah.
Trying to be cool.
I feel like we all could have been friends
What's
with Drake
rating?
Earlier.
Way.
Whatever. He stays 2.
All right. Last one. Actually, I got one here that I wrote, and then I got one on the text. Please do not read them.
Okay.
All right.
I was about to too.
They are a 2. But they take amazing Instagram photos of you, like the best you've ever looked. All the angles.
4.
Okay.
Yeah.
4.
Because, like, really, me at my best is still not in the right home about, so it doesn't change much.
Oh, TJ, come on, man.
No, you're supposed to laugh. Don't
pity you. We can't laugh at that. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like letting the air out of a balloon. But I'm ugly, guys. Don't compliment me.
I'm clearly fishing. Text in how good looking you think I am. 999-999.
I'm gonna go with a 3 because I've dated somebody before who can take good photos, but again, they're still pretty saucy. It doesn't change anything. You know what else can do that? A selfie stick.
All right.
That
wouldn't help
true
me.
That.
Producer Leah.
Okay, so he's good at taking my photos. Is he posting me?
No, Leah.
With
that's,
those photos?
That's another
not the
question.
That's another question. He just takes great photos for your Instagram.
All right, whatever. It's like
does
a,
he
it's
love
like
me?
A 3.
Wow, all right.
Who cares
all right,
about that?
All right. Now, I'm going to amend this one a little bit from the 647.
All right.
There are 2, but that ass does not quit.
10.
10?
Oh, yeah.
Jax?
Oh, like a 13.
You know, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Producer Leah.
No, I don't want him to have a better ass than me. So, no.
Stay
with 2.
All right. That's good. You know what? I love playing this game because I learned so much about the 3 of you. Damn.
I learned that all you need to date Leah is smell good and have a car.
Yeah, and a flat butt.
And a flat ass.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Whatever it is you're doing this weekend, we hope you have a fantastic and safe time. And I have to say safe because I'm a dad now.
Yeah.
And dads must also say safe.
Ooh. Yes.
I know, it's boo. Jax is heading to Hotlanta.
ATL, baby.
I'm going to Atlanta this afternoon. If I can make it out of Pearson, we shall see.
Godspeed.
So if you see me there, let's have a dance. I don't know. I'm scared of the airport right now.
There's photos of us all over Pearson, apparently.
Yeah. Actually, digital. Yeah. Digital.
Have you seen one of those? Agate. Each at Pearson. But yeah, what are you guys doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going up to Natalie's family's cottage with Everly.
Cool.
And the dogs, putting everybody in the truck.
Got a new truck, got to fill it.
Yeah, exactly. TJ, what are you doing?
Well, I'm turning 30 this weekend, which means I'm going to sit in the shower, cry, and think about my own mortality.
No. Are you getting guitar? You getting the guitar for your 30th birthday?
I might. I was saying, I really, really, really want this guitar, and I might buy it for myself. But it's expensive. But if I do, I might do it Sunday and then post it on my Instagram.
Okay,
cool.
TJ.
Cool.
What is your Instagram?
@ on air TJ.
Cool.
Follow his journey. Hey, producer Leah, what about you?
One question, TJ. You're gonna post it on your Instagram. Are you gonna play a little ditty?
God no. No. Because the problem with like doing anything that you have interest in is the internet always reminds you that you're bad at it.
No.
Like I'll post videos like when I was trying to learn piano and I was trying to show people like, oh, this is what I've learned in a week. People were like, oh, it still need a lot of work. I'm like, yeah, no crap. I just
Come on, man, give me a break.
Well, All right.
Well,
what about you?
Well, for me, and it's also the star of the show.
Is it yourself?
It involves me. It's it's those who are 30 and over who get to sleep in tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. So TJ, you qualify.
Yes.
Barely.
What?
You know what
Jax,
you need to do?
We need to sleep.
When you guys have kids, make sure you pick a kid that sleeps in, like mine does. Right. My
Sweet.
Kid sleeps in. I picked pick a kid. Specifically yeah. for that. She is the best. Doesn't get up till like 9:30. Daddy is sleeping in tomorrow,
Put
baby.
Her to bed at 4 a.m. and she'll won't wake up till noon. There you go. Love you.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.